Hezké odpoledne, vážené dámy a vážení pánové. Vítám vás na tiskové konferenci ministrů zahraničních věcí České republiky a Austrálie, pana Cyrila Svobody a pana Alexandra Downera. Prosím o úvodní slovo pana ministra zahraničních věcí Cyrila Svobodu.
Dámy a pánové, je to poprvé v dějinách našeho státu, kdy navštívil Českou republiku ministr zahraničí věcí Austrálie Alexander Downer. Jsme velmi rádi, že jsme se mohli setkat. Vztahy mezi našimi zeměmi jsou mimořádně dobré. Věnovali jsme se všem tématům i tématům ožehavým, jako je vízový režim. Je nutné připomenout, že Austrálie má vízový režim se všemi zeměmi světa. A Česká republika ve spolupráci s Austrálií bude pracovat na maximálním zjednodušením tohoto systému a oceňujeme dílčí úlevy, které se v tomto systému již udály a v této oblasti budeme nadále úzce spolupracovat. Česká republika usiluje o to, aby se dokončila jednání o programu pracovních dovoleních, podobných, jak už existují podle dohody mezi Českou republikou a Novým Zélandem. Na tom došlo mezi námi ke shodě. Máme zájem, aby mladí lidé mohli pracovat a studovat na území Austrálie. Je to dobrý způsob nejenom pro jejich zkušenost, ale pro dobré vztahy mezi našimi zeměmi. O Českou republiku je velký zájem. Chci připomenout, že asi 19 tisíc Australanů každý rok navštěvuje Českou republiku. Budeme pracovat na dokončení dohody o sociálním zabezpečení. Čeští a australští občané pozbývají nárok na australský důchod, pokud žijí déle než 6 měsíců mimo Austrálii. V České republice se problém týká několika set občanů a počet těchto občanů by mohl narůstat. To je důvod, proč je potřeba dokončit jednání o této dohodě o sociálním zabezpečení. Máme zájem samozřejmě na rozvíjení našich obchodních vztahů. Jsme otevřeni investicím z Austrálie a samozřejmě uvítáme mimo jiné i možnost otevření zastupitelského úřadu Austrálie v České republice, bude-li to možné. V každém případě jsme se dohodli, že budou pokračovat naše jednání na expertní úrovni a tento kontakt, který dnes je umocněn návštěvou ministra zahraničí věcí, bude pokračovat, protože naše vztahy jsou mimořádně dobré. Chci konstatovat, že na obecné problémy, které trápí celý svět, jsou mezi Austrálií a Českou republikou velmi podobné názory, ať se to týká otázky reformy OSN, blízkého procesu a dalších problémů, které trápí naši planetu. Pozice mezi našimi zeměmi jsou velmi blízké, je tedy vidět, že toto partnerství je velmi silné a i nám záleží na tom, aby existovala nejenom pevná vazba mezi Spojenými státy americkými a Evropskou unií, ale abychom také měli pevné vazby s takovými zeměmi, jako je Austrálie. Děkuji.
Well, Minister, thank you very much. And I'd like to take the opportunity of saying how delighted I am to be here in Prague today. This is the first time I've ever visited this city and my daughter was here recently as a tourist and she said it was, as far as she was concerned, the most beautiful city she'd ever visited, so I'm looking forward to seeing a bit more of it. Jewel, just keep going? Okay. I suppose, am one of those people in the free world who has watched this country over the years as it's wrestled with its own struggle for freedom. When I was 16 years old, I was in Vienna, and it was in August 1968. And I was very struck, being just so near here, by the rolling in of Soviet tanks and the oppression of the people of what is today called the Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia as it then was. And It, of course, being only 16, it had an enormous impression on me, being an Australian, but being so near to these terrible global events. And but the fall of the Berlin Wall and the advent of freedom in a country like this has been a wonderful thing to see. It's been one of the great experiences for people who have been interested in politics like me, one of the great experiences of my life. And so I'm really happy to come here. We have quite a lot of Czechs who live in Australia, have migrated there. We have a lot of tourists who come here. We have a growing economic relationship. We have Australian businesses investing here and selling here. We even have an Australian company that wishes to build an aquarium in the middle of Prague. So it's a strange thing, but we, I think, have a growing economic interest. And we want to try to facilitate those interests. And I hope if we can negotiate better visa arrangements, which we talked about and the ministers mentioned, maybe we can negotiate a working holiday arrangement to allow young Czechs to go to Australia and work there for a year and enjoy the very healthy lifestyle of Australia, young Australians to come here and work here for a while as well. That would be very good for our people-to-people relations. And we hope also we may be able to conclude a social security agreement to facilitate movements amongst particularly older people between our countries. And that's, I think, something that we can look forward to achieving. I just want to finish by saying that we count the Czech Republic as one of our real friends in global struggles outside of both Europe and Australia, and particularly in Iraq and Afghanistan, where Australians and Czechs have been together helping those countries achieve their freedom. It's been a marvellous thing, the way Czechs have been prepared to put their lives on the line and help others achieve the freedom that they themselves have won so recently. So we've been profoundly impressed with the foreign policy of the Czech Republic in recent times. I don't comment so much on your EU policy, but as now a member of the EU, I can understand the importance of that to the Czech government and to the Czech people. That just reinforces the security of the country, and we can only admire the success of Czech diplomacy to get the country into both NATO and the European Union in such a short period of time. That's quite an achievement. So I'm very interested to be here. I'm excited to seeing a bit more of Prague during the course of this afternoon. But I'm delighted to have had a really excellent meeting and lunch today with the minister, and there aren't too many points on any issues that we disagree on. So it's been great to be here. Thank you.
Prosím, teď je prostor pro vaše otázky, pokud nějaké jsou. Prosím, ČTK, Czech News Agency.
Hello, Foreign Minister Downer. From the Czech News Agency, my name is Lucy Petra. I'd like to ask you about the visa matters. How probable is possibility that Australia will introduce visa-free travelling for the Czech citizens?
Well, we have visas for every foreigner who visits Australia. The only people who can visit Australia without visas are Australians. So and I think you can all imagine in a post 9/11 environment, we want to be particularly careful in ensuring that we know who's visiting Australia and why they are. Although we welcome millions and millions of visitors every year, but we like to know who they are. And I think you'd understand that we have sea borders, not land borders, so it's easier for us to exercise some control over that than we could ever be here with you completely surrounded by land. But we have arrangements with the EU 15, with the 15 members of the European Union, which provides for them to get visas through electronic means when they buy their tickets. And we're having a look at finding electronic ways of dealing with this problem for Czechs, because we like more Czechs to come to Australia, but we need to make sure that we have integrity in our arrangements. So I think we can probably work through a good compromise there, and we're going to have a look and see what we can do.
Prosím, jsou nějaké další dotazy? Děkuji, že jste přišli a přeji vám hezký den a prosím, aby tady pánové ještě udělali malé foto pro novináře.